Saturday evening, we had some severe weather come through and caused some damage out in the Goshen and Conway area in particular. Yesterday, the National Weather Service did a survey of the damage and concluded that they believe it was a EF1 tornado with winds up to 110 miles an hour based on the damage that they saw.
How much damage was done?
Sure. So most of the damage was trees and power lines down in many areas, but in particular in Conway, there was also some damage to about 12 residences or so that had some significant structural damage from the storm.
I understand there also was an old barn was destroyed and a church was badly damaged. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe the numbers I have as the most recent are about 12 residences, two barns, and I believe one church all had some levels of damage.
What about injuries?
No, we do not have any reports of injuries, which is very thankful given the strong storm.
And about what time did this hit? It was in the evening, correct?
Yeah, I believe the National Weather Service assessment said it first started around a little after 7 p.m. on Saturday evening in Goshen, and then the tornado sort of went off the ground for a little bit and then retouched down in Conway and caused some more damage there.
So for how long a period of time was it on the ground, do you know, and for what length of along the ground did it travel?
The National Weather Service assessment of the tornado have a touchdown around 7:18 p.m. in Goshen, and then from about 7:20 to 7:25 p.m. in the Conway area. And they're estimating the path length was about 5 miles.
And this is a fairly rural, sparsely populated area that this hit, correct?
It is, although there's obviously some damage to the residences and the buildings in the area. But considering that length of 5 miles, that we're only talking about 12 residences is relatively lucky. Although obviously for those impacted, it's certainly a huge deal.
What's the status there this morning as we speak?
So the town's in ongoing recovery operations. I believe all the power has recently been restored to the town connections, which is great. And then they're still working on debris cleanup on some of the state roads and local roads. And then obviously there'll be ongoing cleanup and rebuilding for those people whose property was damaged as well that will go on into the future.
And Acting Governor Polito will be there later today to take a firsthand look and to assess the situation. Will there be any determination made as to whether there's a disaster declaration? And if so, what might that entail?
Yeah, so the Acting Lieutenant Governor Polito and our director will be out there later today to visit with officials, maybe some impacted residents. MEMA will go through a damage assessment process and determine what disaster assistance may be available. Oftentimes, when it's a relatively smaller scale event like this, there's not any major programs that may be turned on, but it's always something we explore, whether it's SBA declarations or there's a whole range of different things that we may be able to assess and determine what may be eligible.
What type of assistance is the state currently offering the community?
Sure. So MEMA is really involved in the coordinating, the state response from a variety of different agencies working with. So, for example, Mass DOT had sent some staff out to help with some of the road clearance. Mass Department of Conservation and Recreation sent out some saw and tree crews to help with the debris clearance. So really coordinating between those state agencies and helping them bring all the right partners to the table.